It is the 23rd of February, 1990, and it's 12:30 in the afternoon. Present for this interview is myself, Sergeant Mike Barnes. Witnessed an incident at the Kenny Shoes back on the 14th of February, somewhere close to 5 o'clock, I believe it was.
Just shortly thereafter.
Shortly thereafter. And if you could please describe to me what you recall, what you saw that day, what you were doing there in that area.
I pulled into the 76th station to get some gas. Mm-hmm. And as I was getting out of my car, I noticed that, I quite didn't know what it was. It looked like somebody was scuffling, and then the next thing I saw that someone was being flipped over somebody's back, you know, like they do in karate. Kind of thing.
Where was this taking place at?
This is right inside the store.
Oh, okay. So when you came into the 76 Union Station, how did you come into the station? Did you
I came down Arneal and passed Ponderosa.
Okay.
And then pulled into the first driveway and pulled into that particular outside pump.
Okay. So you're on an outside pump on Arneal Road or on Ponderosa?
On Arneal Road.
On Arneal Road. When is it that you saw this scuffle that you described?
As soon as I got out of the car, to walk over to the pump, I looked over there for whatever reason, I don't know, and saw, two people going round and round, and the next thing I saw someone going over somebody's shoulder.
Okay. And this is, where is this going on at?
This is going on inside the Foot Locker.
Inside the Foot Locker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And so I started to go in front of my car to get a better look to see what was happening. Mm-hmm. And that was when I noticed that the sheriff, I could see her out of the corner of my eye coming, to my right. Mm-hmm. And she must have pulled in just before I pulled in because she was parked between the driveway, between the gas station and the Foot Locker.
You think she was there before you pulled in?
She had to be, because I didn't see her pull in.
You didn't see her pull in.
And it just took a few seconds for me to get out of the car, see what was going on.
When you walked over towards the Foot Locker.
I walked towards the Foot Locker, then I saw her coming in my field of vision, and I wasn't really that far from the front plate glass window, and I could see inside, and then she kind of almost was like in between me and the plate glass window.
Where are you standing looking in the front?
In the front of my car.
At the front of your car?
In fact, maybe a few feet in front of my car.
Okay, you haven't walked over in front of the Foot Locker?
No.
You remained at your car.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to walk over to the Foot Locker to see what was going on. And I was probably 4 or 5 feet in front of my car. I noticed the sheriff coming into my line of sight, and she came in between me and the Foot Locker.
Okay.
And she had a shotgun.
Okay.
And
that's the first time you even knew there was a police car there, or she was there?
Yeah, that was the first time I
realized. When you say you're in front of your car, is the front of your car pointing towards the Foot Locker end, or was it pointing towards...
It was pointing towards Kmart.
Pointing towards Kmart,
yeah.
The Foot Locker or the Kmart.
Yeah.
And you're in the outermost aisle, and you're about 5 feet in front of
my
car.
Uh-huh.
Are you out directly in front, or are you out closer to Arnie Road, or where are you?
I would probably say I was at the left front corner of my car, because I was starting to walk around my car and walk towards the Foot Locker.
And when is it you first see this scuffle going on?
As I stepped out of my car.
You stepped out of your car. You can see it. And you walked around the front of your car.
That's when the sheriff came into my line of vision.
Now she has, where is she coming from?
I presume she came from her car.
Okay. Well, where do you first see her? Where's she standing?
She was, oh dear. I would probably say she was, not in front of the Foot Locker, to the side.
Did you see her car?
When I saw her, I looked toward her and I could see her car.
Where was her car?
Her car was right between the 76th station and the Foot Locker. Mm-hmm. There's a little driveway.
And where is she in relationship to her car?
Behind her car, I would say to her rear left, even with that.
the left side of the car to the rear?
Yeah, the rear of the car and the left side of the car. She was coming around that point.
And was she stopping there? Or was
no, she was, walk, she was walking towards, she was walking, like, I thought she was just,
no.
I probably think back now, she was probably walking carefully, you know.
Okay. Well, you said she had something in her arm?
Yeah, she had, I could see plainly it was a shotgun.
And how was she carrying a shotgun at that point?
At port arms.
At port arms.
Yeah, I was in the Navy.
Okay. All right. Now, you say you saw a scuffle in the footlocker, and you thought there was a couple of individuals scuffling, and then you said something about somebody flipping
over. Yeah, somebody flipping over somebody's shoulder, like in karate, you know.
You mentioned Foot Locker, and you know that the store next to that is Kenny's Shoes. Are you positive in your mind that the struggle you see or this fool or whatever was going on is in the Foot Locker and not in Kenny's Shoes?
Right.
Positive it's the Foot Locker.
Positive it's the Foot Locker.
Could you describe to me these people that are...
No, I saw after they ran out, you know, when they saw the deputy, they came tearing out of the store.
Out of what store?
Out of Foot Locker.
Okay.
And one struck me as definitely being an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is what really confuses me, because the paper keeps saying there was four, and I could swear six of them ran out of that store.
Okay.
But one that definitely was an adult, and the other five struck me as being juveniles, anywhere 17, 18, 19, 20.
You think there was six of them?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I could swear that six of them came out of that.
And what were their nationalities, you know?
The adult was definitely Hispanic.
Why do you call him an adult? Why do you think he's an adult?
He just struck me as being an adult.
What's he wearing?
He was wearing dark clothing,
mm-hmm.
and he was very heavily built,
mm-hmm.
almost chubby.
How about for an outer garment? A shirt, a jacket, or how could you tell?
It was just black. It looked like could have been a black sweater, could have been a black shirt.
Okay.
He's wearing black pants. The other, what struck me odd is they're all wearing black.
Okay.
And what it struck me too is that a lot of them was wearing like the Navy black watch cap.
You thought they had watch caps on?
Yeah. It was just, but they were all in black. And
what do you think they could have been ball caps versus watch caps, or do you?
There was a couple ball caps, but a couple were. It just seemed to me that just everything was happening so fast. That, you know, maybe it was just their dark hair. You know, I don't know. It could have, but
your thoughts is maybe a couple ball caps and a couple watch caps.
Yeah.
Or it could have been their dark hair.
Yeah.
One of the above.
Yeah, one of the above. But it struck me that they were wearing watch.
How about the big guy, the adult? He said that. He had on a black something, shirt, a black...
Black shirt, black sweater, black pants.
How about a hat? Did he have anything on his head?
And if he did, he had a ball cap on.
A ball cap. What color was it? Black one. Anything special about the ball cap that you remember?
No.
Okay. Let me show you a diagram here. Are you real familiar? Have you ever been in Kenny's Shoes
uh-huh.
and in the Foot Locker?
Well, Kenny's Shoes and Foot Locker.
Oh, you've been in both?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the Union 7 project.
Right.
Okay. You're parked out here.
I'm parked right there.
Okay. Her car is parked here.
Right in here. She must have come in just before me.
She's over in this area.
Right.
Coming around the back
right
of her
here.
Car.
Okay.
Do you ever proceed any further, or you stay continue to stay back here?
I just stayed right there, especially when I saw she had a shotgun.
Now,
I just stayed
the
right
struggle
there.
That you see going on,
it's
here,
right here
or here?
Mm-hmm.
Foot Locker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So they've come out of the door, and prior to them coming out the door, did you see anyone else come out?
No.
Did you see anyone come out and talk to the deputy? Or?
Wait. I did. I saw someone run out. Someone ran out and said something to the deputy.
Okay.
And then the deputy started going towards the front of the store.
Towards the front of which store?
The Foot Locker.
Okay.
And that's when I saw the six come running out.
Okay. And what describe the person that came to her, came mm-hmm. running to her and said something to her?
Struck me as being a young kid,
mm-hmm.
tall, taller than she was,
mm-hmm.
and thin.
Okay. What were you wearing? Do you recall?
No, I don't.
Anyone else come out and talk to her?
No.
Only that one.
Just the one person.
One person. And then after that, you said she started walking towards the store. Well, where did that person go? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I have no idea.
And you said she started walking towards the store.
Yeah.
Okay. Where, how did she have the shotgun at this point, before the guys come out?
Before, well, now okay. It seems to me that the guy ran out of the store, because when I saw her, now I looked and turned and saw her, and then when I turned back, then I didn't really see the person come out of the store.
Did
I just saw him running,
okay,
going toward her.
Okay. And
so
then,
I just.
And she had somewhat a conversation with you then.
Yeah, just the second conversation.
Okay.
And then she started going more quickly towards the store.
Uh-huh.
And with the shotgun in the same position.
Poured on.
Yeah.
Okay. And.
And then that's when they must have seen her. They couldn't help but see her.
Okay.
And that's when they came running out.
And you think maybe six guys?
Yeah. I could swear with this, you know. But
nationalities?
Again, I would guess Hispanic.
Hispanic. And they're all dressed in black.
Yeah.
All looked young except for the one guy who was bigger and you thought
he
was an adult. And he had on a black sweater or
black
shirt and he had a black baseball cap on. Okay. They come out. What does she do?
They came out and... Actually, she didn't say anything until they were almost all out of the store.
Okay.
They were all out of the store, and she yelled freeze.
You mean they didn't come out together?
Yeah, they just all came running out. I mean, as much fast as they could come out of the door.
I mean, one didn't come out, and a second one come out later, or did they all four come out as a group?
They came out as a group.
Okay. And when they all came out, there was a sidewalk right out front.
Right.
What did they do when they came out?
They came out, and they turned right.
Okay.
And
that would be right? That would be away from her.
Away from her.
Okay.
And started running.
Started running. When they first came out, did they immediately start running, or what did
Yeah, they came out and they came out and running.
They came out, turned and ran.
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as they came out and started running, you know, she yelled freeze.
Okay. And what was she doing with the shotgun at that point?
Yeah. She was aiming it.
She was aiming it.
And she yelled freeze.
Aiming it where?
At the group.
At the group. Okay. She yelled freeze.
Right.
And
they didn't break stride. They kept running.
No, they didn't stop.
They didn't stop.
They turned their heads
up.
They
didn't. No,
nothing.
They didn't, nothing.
They're just running.
They were running.
Okay.
She yelled freeze again.
Two freezes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Very loudly.
Okay.
And by the time she yelled freeze the second time, a couple of them had already turned the corner and were out of my line of vision.
Turned the corner to which direction?
Right.
To the right. Out of sight. Around the corner of the Kenny Shoes building.
Right.
Okay.
And when they turned the corner and then she yelled freeze the second time.
Was that when she yelled freeze the second time, about the time they turned the corner, or before that?
I would say that she yelled freeze just before they got to the corner.
Okay. The
because when she yelled. When she fired, several of them had already turned the corner.
Okay. And out of sight?
And out of sight.
So when she fired, how many are left standing there?
I would say there was two, possibly three.
So there was two or three when she fired, and one or two or
and
more have already turned the corner.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. As soon as she fired, the adult went down.
The adult. Now we're still talking about
the pudgy guy.
Okay. He goes down.
He goes down.
Then what happened?
And she, as soon as he went down, she ran to the corner, and she yelled freeze again.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said something else that I.
Where are you standing while this? Are you still
same
in the same
place? I haven't moved.
Okay. All right, so she run down to the corner. When I say corner, we're talking where the guy is down.
Right, where the guy is down.
And what is she doing there? She yells freeze.
Yeah, she yells. She's looking around the corner.
Okay.
Out of my line of vision.
So her side is to you. Her right side would be to you.
Right.
Okay.
And she's yelling freeze again and pointing the shotgun.
Okay.
And like I say, she said something else. I don't know what. Something like. There's another shell in here, or something like that.
Okay.
And then the next thing I know, I saw another young kid walk back with his hands up.
Okay.
And she had him lay face down on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And then just about that time, all hell broke loose. I mean, there was police cars all over the place.
More police arrived.
Uh-huh. And from I was just thinking back from the time from the time that I saw her to the time that the police cars came, couldn't have been more than 20, 30 seconds at the most.
Okay.
You know, from the time.
So you think this whole thing took, from the time you first saw her,
her
to the time additional police arrived,
yeah,
the total time 20 to 30 seconds.
20 to 30 seconds.
Pretty fast.
Yeah, really fast. It just, everything just happened. She yelled, freeze, and then waited a couple seconds, and yelled, freeze again, and when they were turning the corner, she fired. And I would probably say the only reason the adult was there because he was huffing and puffing, running. But none of them turned their heads. You know,
when they came out of the door, when they came out the door, did you see anything in any one of them's hands?
No.
Okay. Not carrying it? Didn't see them carrying anything or anything like that?
Not that I can recall.
Did you see any weapons at any time?
No, just the deputy sheriff.
Okay, no guns or knives or anything like that, or any type of billy club or anything in their hand?
No.
Okay. Did you see any of them approach the deputy or
no.
come at the deputy?
No.
Did you see any of them with their hands in their pockets?
No, they were all running with hands outside of pockets. I didn't.
And in particular, the big guy, the guy that was shot, did you see him with his hands in his pockets?
No.
You said when she shot that some of them had already turned the corner and were out of sight to you,
right.
And that possibly besides the big guy there was one for sure, but maybe a
right.
third guy, there may be
right.
three guys there, but and they were all in the process of turning the corner.
Right. Well, except the like I say the adult was probably several steps behind
everyone else.
Yeah.
Okay. Did it appear he was going to, what was he going to do? Do you think
he was
going to straight or he was going to turn the corner?
I have no idea.
No idea. Okay.
Was
he in the process of turning the corner?
No.
No. He was still approaching the corner?
Yeah, he was still approaching the corner.
Okay. Had he stopped to turn and look at her when
no.
the shot fired?
No, none of them looked at her.
None of them. So what was his position? Was his side turned to her?
No, his back.
His back was turned. Did you ever go over there to the scene, to where he was down, or did you stay at your car?
I stayed at my car.
You stayed there until?
No, I stayed there, and then when all the police officers came, another car had pulled up behind me, so I went ahead and filled up my tank.
Okay.
And then I pulled out of the station, and then went and parked over there, and observed what was going on.
Parked over there?
North of Kennedy.
In the parking lot over there?
Yeah.
Okay. And just observed what was going on from what
yeah.
position?
Well, I wasn't too far from the car that the motorcycle officer went up to and was looking around in.
Yeah.
And then later on, I saw them towing it away.
Okay. And then later on that evening, I presume you went home and called in to the sheriff's department?
Well, yeah, I went. I wasn't going to call in because it just seemed like there were so many witnesses there. And I went home and I went to see a neighbor of mine who's a fireman who had the day off. So he called the station.
Yeah, told him
what happened.
Yeah.
And I was even telling him, I said, God, I said, these were fire department rescues out there before the ambulance was even out there.
So fire was there before the ambulance?
And so he called the station to see what was going on. And so I guess they told me there was a little bit of confusion as to how many there were and thought if I saw anything, you know, and I felt that the deputy sheriff was, you know, right in doing what she did, you know, I mean, I should call in at least, you know, at least back her up
mm-hmm.
on what I saw and what I heard. And so I just decided to call in. I didn't want my name in the paper or anything because I didn't know, you know, what was happening or what was going on or... No, I got a family to worry about. You know,
sure. From the time that this individual was shot and she got the other guy back, when she brought him back, what did she have him do?
Lay on the pavement.
And then some other deputies arrived. You said,
uh-huh.
I think you said all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
Okay, and when these other deputies arrived, what did the first deputies do?
First deputies went running up to where she was at,
mm-hmm.
And then everything was happening. I really just...
Okay, from the time...
I can't even remember who...
From the time that she shot and brought the other guy back down and deputies started helping her, how long do you think it was from that time until the time when some rescue people came, a fire department, an ambulance, or someone like that?
I'd say the fire truck probably got there 4 or 5 minutes.
4 or 5 minutes.
And the ambulances, geez, I don't know, they got there quite a bit after.
Quite a bit after.
Yeah. I have no idea how long. But I was going to say, in fact, with everyone starting to run around, I can't even remember who was handcuffing. I think she started to handcuff the second one that she was laying
mm-hmm.
down. That's when the other one
mm-hmm.
came down. But it just the way everything happened from the time, it just couldn't have been more than 20, 30 seconds. You know, just
from the first time you saw her to the
yeah,
time that she shot.
To she shot and yelled, freeze the second time.
Freeze the second time came before she shot, though.
Yeah, right. Freeze, she stopped, and then when she hit the corner, she yelled freeze again.
Oh, she yelled freeze to the guy that turned
yeah,
the corner.
Yeah, that apparently stopped. He apparently heard the shotgun and decided he better stop.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that I've neglected to ask you or that we've discussed that you can...
The only thing that I can think of, Sergeant, is that... I did not hear her identify herself
by
saying, you know, I'm the police or whatever.
She was in uniform, though.
But she was in uniform.
Do you believe that when these people came out of, you said the footlocker, when they came out of the footlocker running?
I'm sure they saw her.
Do you think they saw her?
Yeah.
What do you think the distance was between her and them at that time?
I would probably say 20 feet at the most.
20 feet.
15 feet.
So when they came out, there's no doubt in your mind they had to have seen it.
Yeah, they had to have seen it.
Okay. And then they turned and ran.
Yeah.
Okay. The scuffle that you saw going on before that, did you see anyone involved in that scuffle? The one inside the footlocker.
No, I couldn't make out.
You see a scuffle going on, that's what
yeah.
I'm getting at. Did you see someone that was involved in that wasn't one of those people that were all dressed in black?
No, I couldn't tell really. It just was, I could just see two people just kind of like holding each other and going around. And then the next thing I know, I saw someone being flipped over somebody's shoulder.
Did you see anyone that when they came out, that maybe followed them out the door afterwards, like someone that wasn't with them, an employee or something, that came out the door for a moment and maybe went back in? Or?
No, because I was looking at the people running, because I fully expected them to stop, and I couldn't believe that they weren't stopping.
Yeah. You expected them to stop. Yeah.
And
okay.
And when they didn't stop, you know, I, in fact, when the deputy shot, and he went down, but, you know, the first thing that came into my mind was, you know, wow, it's just, how come she didn't aim at the leg or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards I read that
how
it was a robbery in progress.
How could you tell where she had shot him? How did you know that she didn't aim at his leg? Or is that something that you read in the paper?
No, it's just the way the shotgun was pointing. It was level.
Was level.
Yeah.
Level versus being down. Level.
Yeah.
Okay. You just assume that wasn't a shot to the leg.
Yeah, I just assumed that because I've gone shotgun hunting, you know, rabbits and stuff like that. But where she was standing at the time was just about right even, or just a little bit in from the corner of the footlocker.
Mm-hmm.
And then where she finally shot, he was, like I say, almost at the end of Kinney.
Okay. Was there anyone else standing with you or that you saw that was watching this?
No, not that I was aware of. I'm sure there was. But
yeah. because there was another car that was right next to mine. But that would be on the inside.
That would be on the inside.
Okay.
And but just like I say, I've just never seen anything like that before. And just so my eyes when I saw her with the shotgun, my eyes were glued on her, and then all of a sudden I saw these whole bunch of people come running out of the door like they couldn't get out of the door fast enough and turned right and just started running as fast as they could.
Prior to the struggle, or in between the struggle and them coming out the door, did you see anyone standing outside the door and then go back inside, or anyone standing out in front of the Foot Locker or tennis shoes? Or?
No, again, just that one person. That one person, that when I noticed the deputy, and then all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I saw this other person kind of running up to her.
And you think there was some word exchange, and
yeah,
you don't even know where he went, I think you told me.
Yeah, I don't
You don't know exactly where he came from, if you told, correct?
Yeah, I don't even know where he came from.
Did he come from the sidewalk?
He walked toward her. I mean, he started running toward her.
Running toward her.
And said something to her, and then she took about two steps, and that's when they all came running out. And she yelled freeze very loud and very clear.
Okay. After she shot, what did she do?
She ran to the person that was down and took one step, and she was on the corner. And she raised her gun again and yelled freeze.
You say you're familiar with the shotgun.
Yeah.
After she shot, did she do anything else with the shotgun?
Not that I'm aware of. She shot and then like I say, she shot and I looked at the man go down. And
did you notice whether or not she loaded again?
That I couldn't tell you.
I can't remember whether she loaded again.
But I know when she yelled something to the effect that I have another shell in here or something like that.
That was down at the end.
Yeah, right? That was down
when
at the other end.
The guy around
right.
The corner. Okay. But you don't recall her loading there.
No.
Racking another round in the chamber.
I just took the way she was yelling and what happened, I just took for granted that there was several shells in the shotgun.
Okay. Anything else we need to talk about that I missed?
No, that's about it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming over here and talking with me.